welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Apollo Hospitals Group hospital chain based in Chennai yesterday said it is ready to administer 10 lakh COVID-19 vaccines daily to support the government's fight against the pandemic. The group said it will leverage its pan-India web of 19 medicine supply hubs with cold chain facilities and use its 70 hospitals, over 400 clinics, 500 corporate health centers, 4,000 pharmacies alongside omni-channel digital platform to ensure massive administration capacity of coronavirus vaccines. The Supreme Court yesterday issued notices to Google, Amazon and Facebook and WhatsApp over a petition by Communist Party of India MP seeking data protection of transactions made over UPIs. The petitioner's lawyer told the top court that even as the RBI issued directions in April 2018, asking the tech giants to store the data of Indian citizens collected on unified payments interface platforms in servers within India, it has still not been complied. Constituting merely 3% of the organized furniture market in India, the online furniture industry has emerged as one of the fastest growing e-commerce segments in the country. While the segment has been growing at 35 to 40% for the past 5 years, the pandemic COVID-19 has resulted in a sudden upsurge. The government yesterday said that it will borrow an estimated shortfall to bridge the goods and services tax revenue shortfall of Rs 1.1 lakh crore. The borrowed amount will be passed on to the states as a back-to-back loan in lieu of GST compensation cess releases. Calling for continued vigilance and a high state of preparedness against the COVID-19 pandemic, Prime Minister Modi yesterday directed health authorities to scale up COVID-19 testing and sero surveys. He said the facility to get tested regularly and speedily at a low cost must be available to all at the earliest. Strong international cooperation on COVID-19 vaccines could speed up the world economic recovery and add $9 trillion to global income by 2025, IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva has said. Speaking at a news conference after a meeting of the IMF Steering Committee, Georgieva also called on the US and China to keep up strong economic stimulus that could help boost a global recovery. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.